say we have to give some to offer some figures because we are speaking about a new initiative, and then also the propaganda of our enemies are saying, so what is it all about? Does it exist? What are they saying? What are they talking about? What is that? Is the so-called area of free trade agreement of the Americans. This is was the new colonization model developed by the Bush administration, and it has failed. So when this program fails, what they are doing now is to try to achieve and to sign so-called free trade agreements country by country. So this is the same old history, to divide and try to win. But we have to look at the situation we have nowadays in the world. So the developed countries always have said that they are giving a lot of money for social development and for economic development to the third world countries. It is in Spanish, but I can tell you, for example, the internal gross product of the third world countries have not a stable increase or rhythm of increase during the last years. And the most important figures are not those there, but only to mention the OECD compromise to achieve 0.7% of the internal gross product of the developed countries for the official help for development have been accomplished only by Norway, Switzerland, Luxembourg, Holland, and Denmark. The United States is in the, how can I say in English,
second to last,
only with 0.21%. And if you look to the figures they are using now for a new development of weapons of mass destruction, then you can see in real time where is the banner of for democracy that the government of the United States wants to show to us. The situation we have in the world, what 850 million people suffering from hunger, it means 13.5 of the population of the world. 300 of these 815 million people are child. Every 3.6 seconds, one person dies of starvation, and the big majority of this figure are children. 854 million of illiterate people, so it means 14.2% of the world population. 4,800 million people that live in poverty, so it means 80% of the world population. The AIDS up to now have cost 13.2 million orphan children in the world, and the majority of them, 12.1, are living in the only in the so-called sub-Saharan area of Africa. So it means the Africa that is to be found at the south of the Sahara. Every 30 seconds, one girl dies in the world, or a girl or a boy, caused by paludism. In 2005, the expectancy of life for the coming 10 years in Botswana will be only 29 years of life. In Swazilandia, 30 years, and in Namibia and Zimbabwe, 33 years. So this is expectancy of life for people living in these countries. I will jump because the ambassadors at the beginning, myself, of all of us there at the table, we said that we would like to give the chance for discussion and for questions and answers. So I will be jumping because I think that it is necessary to show these figures to have a picture of the world in which we are living now and to see now what we are doing. So this new initiative is The cooperation we have established is with 155 countries already. So, and this cooperation means also that we have put forward 800 different projects. We have 37,342 people, Cuban specialists, working abroad in 111 countries. And the campaign of against illiteracy is taking place in 20 different countries. We have studied in Cuba 25,668 young people from 120 countries. We have from those studying medicine, we have 20,397 people. And very program, in Venezuela, there are 13,000 young people studying too, because we have to say that this internationalist support given by Cuba traditionally is now receiving the uncompromised support of the revolution in Venezuela. And now these two forces have got together to put forward the more human initiative that we have experienced never before in the world at large. The so-called Operación Milagro, so it would be more or less the miracle operation. This is to bring light in the eyes to people suffering from different diseases, causing blindness and some other diseases of the eyes. And this is going on in 25 countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, including Cuba. Because you see here, we have to say including Cuba, because the campaign of our enemies is that we are working abroad, sending our doctors and nurses to work abroad and to bring light to the eyes that cannot see, and that our people in Cuba is left behind. And it is not true, it's a big lie. This is the miracle operation is taking place in 25 countries, and of course it's taking place also in Cuba. Then this is, there are some figures, but only to say that all this cooperation is taking place now in 111 countries, and with a total participation of 37,342 Cubans abroad. So there is a special program, of course, only for Venezuela. We have in Venezuela, and these are figures from April 2006, 23,629 Cubans working, offering their cooperation in Venezuela. From this figure, 15,458 are doctors and 8,171 technicians in different fields. I would like to mention the Henry Reef contingent. The Henry Reef contingent was created by the Cuban government at the time of the ¿cómo se llamaba el huracán?
Mitch.
Struck the U.S. in a hard way. And our government, apart from the historic political confrontation between Cuba and the U.S., a confrontation that was never initiated by the Cuban people, and that is a result of the objective and the goals of the American government to submit Cuba to be a new colony. Apart from that fact, we offer immediately help and support to the people in New Orleans. And this new medical contingent was created immediately, and our government officially offered the American government the possibility to send immediately a Cuban flight to New Orleans to try to help. Well, of course, they never answered, and then came the earthquake in Pakistan, And then this contingent, the heavyweight contingent, was used for the first time abroad to support and to help the people in Pakistan. Well, here are some examples. The Cuban doctors have offered already 245 million medicals. How can I say? So the figure of people that have been receiving attention from Cuban doctors and so on. But I don't want to go on just giving figures. I think that it is enough. You can see on the left side some photos of the Cuban doctors working in several countries. You can see them also for us living in the Caribbean normally with 33, 34, 35 degrees centigrade walking on the snow. And also living on the very heavy weather conditions, living in total different environment, but offering and giving back a little bit of the big solidarity that the Cuban Revolution and the Cuban people have received along the last 47 years. So, dear friends, I would like to finish here. To open up the possibility for questions and to the possibility also to give some new explanations if you want. But I would like to emphasize at the end the importance of your participation here tonight and also in the solidarity with Latin America. Our friend speaking at the beginning said that the inspiration was to be found in Che Guevara, in Cuba, in Venezuela. But I want to tell you that we, Latin Americans, we Cubans, people from Venezuela, and people from Bolivia, and from Ecuador, and from the rest of Central America, we receive also a lot of inspiration for you because you are living in the so-called first world, and you are mature enough from the political point of view to understand the situation that the world is facing nowadays, and you are politically mature enough to give solidarity every day, and we acknowledge this position of yours, and we thank you for your solidarity and your activity in relation to Latin America. Thanks a lot.